This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, all right. Good afternoon. 4-3 Royals win. Wow, what a game. If you would have asked me, man, Vern, if you can draw this game up, if we're going to script this game out, I don't know how much different it looks than what we just watched, what we just listened to, a 4-3 Royals win. Let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. I'm happy to talk about it with you. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. 913-586-7610. There's a lot to dive into in this, the 40th win of the season. But really, I think it boils down to the three stars of the game. Bobby Witt Jr., Drew Waters, and Cole Reagans. Now, Bobby's been nice for quite a while now. He's been on a two-month, two-and-a-half-month run that has seen him climb to the top of Major League Baseball in the conversation as one of the best shortstops in the game, maybe one of the best players in the game. He scores half of the Royals' four runs. He drives in half of the Royals' four runs, including the game-winning two-run home run, a no-doubter there in the sixth inning that lands in the basket in center field is 24th big fly of the season. Now, I'm happy to sit around and celebrate Bobby Witt Jr., the fact that you finally have that player in Kansas City, the guy that this fan base has waited for decades. He's here, and he is sensational. Offensively, defensively, on the base paths. You know, speed was a big factor today. He legs out an infield single in the fourth, forces an errant throw. That turns into the Royals' second run. The first run was courtesy of Drew Waters, a leadoff single in the third, and then he showcases his speed, stealing second base and ultimately plated by Kyle Isbell with a one-out knock to center field. But Waters was more than just the offense, more than just the speed. He also showcased that defense with what might turn out to be, or what was, to some, the play of the game. Throwing out Nico Horner, trying to leg out a hustle one-out double in the ninth inning. Beautifully played out there in right field by Drew Waters, and I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck Show. Is it just me, or does Drew Waters have the third highest ceiling on this team? Right, Bobby has Hall of Fame ceiling. Mikel Garcia has multiple All-Star game appearances as his ceiling, in my opinion. Drew Waters, I think is right there. I think Drew Waters, with that five-tool ability, and I'm not saying he's showcased all five tools for a consistent stretch of time just yet, but you've seen them all. We've seen the power. We've seen the bat. You see the speed. You see the arm. You see the defense. Drew Waters, it seems to me, he's just a year older than Bobby and Mikel. That's why I give Bobby and Mikel the edge when we talk about how great, how very good some of these young Royals could be. So Bobby was sensational. Drew Waters did a little bit of everything. But the story of this game, let's not get it twisted. The story of this game, what matters, what truly matters from this 4-3 win was the performance of Cole Ragans. We didn't learn anything new today about Bobby Witt Jr. Like I said, the kid's been nice for a minute now. Drew Waters needs to do this, in my opinion, for the final 38 games. Keep it up. Doing well, hitting, 260 for the past 2 months. Waters has an OPS right around 770 for his past 2 months of action. So it's been a nice stretch, but I want one more month and a half. Allow us to hit the offseason saying Drew Waters from the beginning of July to the end of September, that is 3 months of baseball, he's been able to put up a 275 batting average, an OPS around 800. That gets you excited. That allows you to put Drew in the same category as Vinny, as Bobby, as Mikel, as Cole Ragans, as Brady Singer, as guys that you believe can be a part of a winner in 2024 and 2025. But again, let's bring it back to Cole Ragans. I was so very excited to see what the 25-year-old Southpaw was going to do today because, as I mentioned on the On Deck Show, man, his career with the Royals has been basically an arrow pointed straight up. Comes out in his debut and he's hitting 98, 99. Then he throws 6 shutout innings against the Mets, strikes out 8. Then he strikes out 11 at Fenway Park while going 6 2/3 innings. I mean, the kid was rolling. Demeanor-wise, body language-wise, strike zone-wise, he wasn't walking anyone. It was just, are you kidding me? How did the Rangers give this guy away? But then his last outing against the Cardinals, he's walking batters left and right. He doesn't make it through 6 innings. He doesn't even record an out in the 6th inning. Gives up 3 earned runs. It wasn't a bad outing, but it certainly wasn't a good outing. It was a subpar performance from Cole Ragans. So how are you going to respond? Is it easy for Cole Ragans to flush a poor start or an average start? We were going to learn. We're all learning about Cole Ragans as this season goes on. And what does he do? Walks too many batters early on. That's what he did. Walks the first batter that he faces in the first, walks another batter in the second inning, works around a 2-out single in the third. So he's, putting some men on, a little bit of traffic early on, but he's able to lock in. He doesn't allow any of those runs to score. In the 4th inning, 3 runs come in to score. I got no issue if you want to chalk up 2 of those runs to Matt Duffy. I thought Duffy had a chance to turn an inning-ending double play. His inability to do so turns into 2 additional Chicago runs, and a 2-0 Royals lead is flipped into a 3-2 Chicago lead. He's at 81 pitches through the 4th inning. He's already gone through the Chicago lineup twice when that 4th inning came to its conclusion. I wasn't completely sure that Matt Quatrero was going to send him out for the 5th. When that 4th inning ended, he had already faced the 1-2-3 hitters of the Cubs 3 times. That means he was going to have to go through Ian Happ, Cody Bellinger, and Dansby Swanson to start off the 5th. He's at 81 pitches. I was interested. Are you going to baby him? Are you going to push him? Can he handle the push? Is he afraid to go back out there to face some big lefty bats in Cody Bellinger, a big right-handed bat in Dansby Swanson, a big swinging bat in Ian Happ? No, he goes back out there and retires the side on 13 pitches. So now he's at 94 pitches. He should be feeling good about himself. Maybe that's enough. Maybe you don't push him. But Q and Brian Sweeney bring him back out for the 6th inning, and what does he do? Gives up a base runner, gives up a leadoff single, but then strikes out Suzuki swinging through a changeup, gets Candelario to swing through a slider, and blows 98 past Patrick Wisdom for a 3-strikeout sixth inning. I can't tell you the last time I've been this encouraged by a Royals starter. Now, I've been encouraged, you know, last year, of course, by Brady Singer. Daniel Lynch has had stretches. But a 5-start stretch like this, where you've kind of seen everything, you've seen the big moments, you've seen the big stages, you've seen big strikeout numbers, you've seen them struggle, and you've seen them bounce back. We've still got about 7-8 more starts of Cole Reagans this season. I don't know if there's anyone on this team that excites me more than the 25-year-old lefty. How about you? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We can love on Bobby. We can praise Drew Waters, but today is about Cole Reagans. He picks up his second win since coming over to Kansas City. His third quality start. That might not sound like a big number. 3 quality starts in his first 5 trips to the hill. Jordan Lyles has 3 quality starts all season. He's made 23 trips to the hill. Now, Brady Singer leads the team with 9, but Cole Reagans, just like that, second on the team with 3 quality starts. Now, you cannot overstate the importance of Cole Reagans. Down the stretch, the importance of his starts. Because in my opinion, the kind of momentum that he could possibly take into the offseason can truly change the calculus for this front office, the attack plan for this upcoming offseason. It can change how this organization views 2024. Because if we see this consistently down the stretch, Singer, Reagans, Lyles, that's a fine number 3, 4, and 5 heading into 2024. It makes the opportunity to bring in the type of pitching that Bobby and Waters and Massey and Garcia need. It makes that possibility realistic, because suddenly it's not we desperately need 3 starting pitchers. Now it's, I just need someone to lead this rotation. Give me one guy that we hand the ball to on opening day, and you might be able to figure out the rest. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals win the opener on the north side of Chicago, 4-3 the final score. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Swing and a high fly ball, deep left center. Back goes Bellinger on the track in front of the ivy, and that ball's going to be out of here. That's going to be bouncing back onto the field off that overhang, but Bobby Witt Jr. has hit a two-run homer here at Wrigley Field. It is a home run.
Yes, it is. Yes, it was. A two-run blast. It turned out to be the game winner. It gave the Royals a 4-3 lead. That would be our final score. Royals take the opener from the Cubs. Record now 40-84. It's his 24th home run of the season, his 22nd as a shortstop. That's a new franchise record. Most bombs from someone playing the premium position on the diamond. 22 home runs for Bobby now as a shortstop, and in his last 2 months of baseball, 13 home runs, 13 stolen bases, 14 doubles, batting .325 with an OPS of .978. It's just 2 months of baseball. That means extrapolate that out over a normal baseball season, and this guy's on pace for a 36-36 season, hitting .325. Not too shabby. Bobby on pace this season. Now with 24 home runs after 124 games, Bob's on pace to hit 31 bombs here in 2023. Let's go to Josh in Olathe. Josh, you're up on the postgame show as the Royals win 4-3 behind a big day from Bobby, from Drew Waters, and the story of the win, Cole Ragans. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Josh, for taking my call. The offense is actually starting to finally produce. You talked about Bobby. He's great. I think the ceiling is great for him to be a All-Star and a Hall of Famer. When it comes to Drew Waters and Michael Garcia, they're finally producing. Hopefully, Michael Garcia is healthy. He didn't leave today's game, but hopefully, he comes back for us. And then, when it comes to pitching next year, you've stated that maybe you need three starters, but Chris Bubich could possibly come back and actually produce for us. What's your thoughts on Chris Bubich? I kind of call him like the Lucas Niang of the Royals. He can't seem to stay healthy. But what's your thoughts on Bubich for next year?
Appreciate the phone call. Bubich underwent Tommy John surgery. If he's going to return next year, it's likely not until August, maybe September. So I kind of have his name just completely crossed off for 2024. From the text line, 913-586-7610, Katie on the East Coast. Vern, if the Royals get lucky and Cole Ragans is a true rotation piece, they still need two pitchers, Vern, not one. Signed, Katie on the East Coast. Katie, I agree. Yeah. Of course they need two. Ideally, you get a number one and a number two this offseason. Ideally. Again, to bring up the offseason following the 2012 year when they acquired Wade Davis and James Shields. You've heard me talk about it. Urban Santana re-signed Jeremy Guthrie. I agree. They need two starting pitchers if they're going to win next year, like truly compete next year. But they must get one. I'm sorry, Katie. They must get one. Because you can still twist your mind. Because, first of all, most teams during spring training don't have a set number five guy, right? Your fifth starter is normally up for competition. And to me, right now, as this roster is currently constructed, I would look at Daniel Lynch and Angel Zerpa, Chandler Champlain, who you've heard me talk a lot about, Anthony Veneziano, who's pitching well down in AAA, and Alec Marsh. So right there, before the offseason even happens, there's five guys, all 25 or younger. Daniel Lynch isn't going to be under 25, but Lynch, Zerpa, Marsh, Champlain, Veneziano, those guys compete for the number five spot. Jordan Lyles is your number four. Brady Singer is your number three. The question is, can I rely on Cole Reagans? I'm not going to say that right now. He's made five starts at the big league level. Now, they've been an impressive five starts. Right, a 2.5 ERA across those five starts. He's going almost six innings on average. He has 36 strikeouts through those five starts, which are a franchise record to start your Royals career, besting the mark previously set by James Shields, the aforementioned, in 2013. But Cole Reagans has 36 strikeouts in 28 and two-thirds innings. 36 strikeouts to just 10 walks. So the numbers are impressive, but it's still just five starts. I can't say that I can rely on Cole Reagans to take the ball every fifth day. Because to me, it's about three boxes that need to be checked. That Brady Singer's already checked. Jordan Lyles has already checked. Can I rely on you to take the ball every fifth day and produce and give your team a chance to win? Can I rely on you to handle the ups and downs of a Major League Baseball season and the importance that you're going to have in that Major League Baseball season as a starting pitcher? Can I rely on you to handle the ups and downs emotionally and mentally? And then can I rely on you to do the right things in the offseason, to show up to spring training ready to go properly? The offseason work, set yourself up for a better 2024 than where we left 2023. Can I trust you to do the right things in the offseason? Jordan Lyles, Brady Singer, yes, yes, yes. Five starts for me is not enough to know that you're going to take the ball every fifth day and give me a consistent chance to win. Now, we got 38 games to go. You would think, you would hope, Cole Reagans would get another seven opportunities to start. If you can finish the season 12 starts, an ERA in the twos or threes, giving me on average six innings, maybe this is just me, Katie, but I'll go into 2024 relying on Cole Reagans. Maybe that's a mistake. Maybe you disagree, and I'm not going to fight you. But personally, I would go into 2024 relying on Cole Reagans. So then that changes things, right? You got your number five spot in the rotation. That's going to be a spring training battle. Lyles is your four. Reagans is your three. Singer is your two. Okay, go get me that one. So I'm with you. Yes, I want two starting pitchers as well. And I think it is possible. You can go out and buy one on the free agent market, overspend for one on the free agent market, I should say, and then you can try to acquire one via a trade. So it's possible, but it's a must that you get one. By one of those avenues, trade or free agent signing, you got to get one. And you need someone that you can rely on to take the ball every fifth day, handle the ups and downs, and do the right stuff in the offseason. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Speaking of Cole Reagans, let's hear what today's winning pitcher had to say after six innings of three-run baseball, eight hits, walked only two. Those two walks happened in his very first two innings. One in the first, one in the second, but does not issue a free pass in his final four frames. Nine strikeouts. Third time in his last four starts that he's punched out at least eight. Here's Cole Reagans to Bally Sports, Kansas City.
You know, gave up the lead, and the guys answered and, you know, got the lead back. And so went out there and I gave it all I got to, you know, try to give the team a win.
How did it feel to bounce back from your last start against the Cardinals and turning a good one like this one today?
Yeah, no, it felt good. Like me and Freddie had to make a few changes, you know, throughout the outing with, you know, our plan. Just we thought they kind of adjusted to our plan pretty quick. So we had to, you know, switch it up a little there for the last couple innings after the long fourth inning, but felt good.
How well was the changeup working for you today? I think like a third of the swings you got were whiffs.
Yeah, no, changeup's been good. Used it to righties and lefties, and you know, it definitely helped a lot. I felt like kind of got in a groove where I started using it a little bit too much, so we had to go back and kind of, you know, be a little more wise on when we would use it. So we started using the heater a little more in the later innings, but yeah.
And that sixth inning there, three consecutive strikeouts to put a stamp on it. Do you feel like that was like the pinnacle of just the groove that you're in at that moment to finish it off strong?
Yeah, I mean, I gave up the leadoff single on the first pitch. I knew it'd be my last inning. Pitch counts was, you know, getting up there pretty high. And so I was, you know, I emptied the tank right there. I gave it everything I had.
All right, so there you go. That's Cole Reagans following another quality start. Again, his third quality start in five outings since coming over from the Texas Rangers. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Mark in Overland Park. Mark, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I know it's a little early for Cole Reagans, but can we at least can we give J.J. his flowers for the trade deadline? I mean, Cole Reagans for Aroldis Chapman and I think Kwas for Velasquez. I mean, I know it's early, but I grade both of those trades an A so far. Just want to know what you think, and I'll listen off the air.
Mark, I think you're 100% right. Yeah, Cole Reagans is an A. And look, if I can hit the offseason, and I hate to make it about myself, but if I hit this offseason confident that you can rely on Cole Reagans, you know, like what we just talked about, if he can finish the season, 12 starts, an ERA in the threes, you know, I normally say I need a few years for a trade deadline to pass before you make any sort of declarative statement about it. But Aroldis Chapman's a free agent in a month and a half. If you're going to allow me to go into an offseason feeling as if I got a starting pitcher that I'm going to give the ball to 30 times and he's going to be 26 next year, yeah, that's already a win. That's already an A+. That's already a passing, you know, whatever your grading system is. Yeah, JJ's passing with flying colors on that one. The Nelson Velasquez trade, he goes 0 for today. Made a nice play out there in left field, though. The kid you got from the Padres, Henry Williams, the 21-year-old right-hander, has given up one run in 10 innings so far. He's made two starts, one run, and I think four hits. So he's pitching really well, punching tickets left and right. Yeah, then you go to the offseason. Chapman, Lyles, Yarbrough, you go to last year's trade deadline. I thought JJ went, 4-1 in his six trades last year. I give him a 4-1 win-loss record. The Whit Merrifield trade, I believe, is hung on the previous front office. I don't know how you win that trade with Whit Merrifield, with the way that he was playing last year, with how he was feeling last season. No, you missed your chance to get the proper bounty for Whit Merrifield. But yeah, go ahead. Love on J.J. Piccolo. He deserves it. As far as the trades are concerned, and I know that's strange to say when his ball club's 44 games below 500. But look, we're now 38 games away from an offseason where very difficult decisions are going to need to be made. We just watched 162 games of what we're calling an evaluation season. And, Bobby and Fermin, Garcia and Vinny Pasquantino, I think, have passed that evaluation season. I'm hoping Drew Waters can finish strong, that he can pass this evaluation season. I think Michael Massey still has a chance. Mass went 0-4 today. Nelson Velasquez can at least intrigue us heading into the offseason. I think Cole Reagans has a chance right now to slot in the three spot, maybe, right behind Bobby and Michael, just in front of Freddie and Vinny as far as the winners of 2023, the guys that came away from this evaluation season looking the best. Reagans, again, 2-1 since coming over to Kansas City. Five starts, an ERA of 2.51. Let's go to James in Lee Summit. James, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a crazy thought about, you know, we do have issues with our pitchers, but they look great. I mean, I agree completely with your 2, 3, 4, and 5.
What's your crazy idea then?
You know what? If if Zach is going to retire this year, I'd like to be an associate pitching coach because I think he has helped improve them more than we understand.
Really? Okay. Maybe he has. Thanks for the phone call. I'm certainly not going to discount the importance of having a Hall of Famer in the clubhouse. Now, him being an assistant pitching coach, keep in mind, Zach Greinke in his career has made a whopping $338 million. He has two very young sons. I don't know. I mean, he loves baseball. I don't know if he loves it that much to be an assistant pitching coach. Maybe an assistant general manager. I think that could intrigue Zach Greinke. But no, I'm going to take this $300 million and go post up at one of my eight homes that I have all over this country. Appreciate the phone call. Royals win 4-3. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Punch down the right field line, a fair ball toward the corner. Corner cuts the first base back, goes to second. Waters picks it up, throw to second on a bounce. There's the tag. It's in time. Horner's out at second base. A perfect throw from Drew Waters. One bounce to Bobby Witt Jr.
A great call, Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. That's bottom of the ninth inning right there. Royals hanging on to a 4-3 lead. With one out, Nico Horner, as you heard, shoots it down the right field line. Beautifully played by Drew Waters. He guns him out at second base. Carlos Hernandez then walks Ian Happ, but strikes out Cody Bellinger on a slider in the dirt to finish off the game, to pick up his second save of the season, and to give the Royals win number 40 on the year. Cole Ragans collects the win. Hopefully Brady Singer can do the same tomorrow. That's always fun, right? The Cole Ragans, Brady Singer 1-2. If you made the trip up to Chicago, well done. Jordan Lyles takes the hill in the finale on Sunday. 913-586-7610. Royals win 4-3. Only one Royal had multiple hits. That's Bobby Witt Jr. His 40th multi-hit game of the season. That's two back of the league lead. As a matter of fact, Bobby has 137 base hits. I don't know if this snuck up on you like it did me. Bobby's now tied with Shohei Ohtani for the sixth most base hits in baseball. Does that surprise? The only people in the sport with more knocks than Bob, Luis Arraez, who's hitting 361, Ronald Acuna Jr., who's winning the National League MVP, Freddie Freeman, who's going to finish second for the National League MVP, Bo Bichette, who's going to finish top five in the American League MVP, Marcus Semien, who I think is going to finish third for the American League MVP. And then it's Bobby and Shohei. Shohei, of course, the American League MVP. You put all that together? The MVPs and Bobby Witt Jr., those are the names that are at the top of Major League Baseball in base hits. Impressive stuff. But again, tied for sixth right now in the sport. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, that's some impressive stuff right there, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Good win by the boys in blue today. Vern, I do agree with you on Drew Waters. Boy, that was a hell of a throw. That guy's got an arm. He has those tools. I think he's just behind a little bit because he was hurt. He only has a little over 200 at-bats, so I just need to see a little bit more from him. But, boy, he could be something. So, Vern, you just talked about the badass mofo. Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, that's what he is, everybody. You just heard all that stuff that Vern said. Those are stars. So everybody get it out of your head. He's a star. He's one of the greatest young stars in the game. And he's still young. He's only scratching the surface, everybody. And then that inning, Duffy got the air, got on with the air, the Cubs. That usually spells disaster, and Bobby Witt made him pay. Hell yes. Keep up the great job. But the star today, man, I was with you, Vern. I wanted to see this dude bounce back from the St. Louis deal. And he showed poise, Vern. He did that. He bounced back. And then I know Cole Ragans in that first inning had a little control problem, but
B, he bounced back and got through that for everybody. That's what shows me right there. He can battle through this, everybody. And then for the caller that said we need more pitching, huh, hey, we do, because that's what wins. But you look at our division, Vern, and you mentioned the names. We get a frontline starter with Singer, Reagans, Lynch, Lyles, and Champlain. That kid's going to put – you watch. That kid's going to deal. I like that dude. He's going to surprise. And if we got another guy, that just adds to the fuel for more fire for pitching. But it's our division, everybody. We could go in there and win our crap division with that. And as always, let's go Royals.
Well, those other teams can also try to get better as well. I'm not going to go and just always assume that the American League Central is going to suck. And I look at this division a lot like, I think, when you're watching a baseball game, and Lord knows this season when the Royals leave countless men in scoring position. That's how I view the past 5, 6, 7 years of the American League Central. A bunch of missed opportunities. But to expect it to always stink, I think, is a mistake. Big T, nice to hear from you, though. MJ Melendez doubled in the second inning and then got caught trying to steal third with one out in the second inning. Nonetheless, he does pick up an extra base hit. MJ with a hit now in 12 of his last 13 games. He's hitting an even 400 in that stretch. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. From the 816, Vern, Cole Reagan's touching 95, 96 on pitch 101 and 102. Man, let's keep this dude healthy and see what happens. He was impressive in the sixth. Yeah, what's so impressive about him is, and I'm not knocking anyone, but when Brady Singer's putting dudes away, when he's striking out nine, you know it's that slider, that wipeout slider, which, hey, more power to him. If you can get by with three pitches, God love you. Nine strikeouts today from Reagans. He had three with the slider, two with the changeup, and three with the four-seam fastball. The sixth inning. Suzuki with the changeup, Candelario with the slider, Wisdom 98 blew it right by him. This guy's got a five-pitch mix, doesn't turn 26 until December. Someone on the text line wondering his contract situation. The guy debuted last year. This is the closest thing to a full season that he's had, so you got him for five more years right now. You have Cole Reagan's prime, basically. So long as he can stay healthy. I know he's twice undergone Tommy John surgery, but you listen to the Royals, they kind of view it like it was only one Tommy John because the first one never took. Right, he undergoes Tommy John surgery, works his tail off to come back, gets up on the hill and blows out almost immediately. Oh, yeah, he's twice undergone the knife, but we could sit in fear forever, or we can hope that he can finish this season strong. Give me seven more starts. Allow me to rely on you going into the offseason. That's what I'm looking for. Zach from Liberty, what a performance by Reagans. Vern, the better this rotation does down the stretch over the next month, the more likely the front office will be to take a big risk on a free agent or take a big risk in a trade. Anyway, yes, I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Enjoy the rest of your night, Royals fans, and order a pizza to celebrate. That's Zach in Liberty. Speaking of pizza, I don't know, are the guys on the drive giving away a pizza right out of the gate? Stay tuned. Your chance to possibly win a free pizza is coming up in just a matter of moments. CDOT, Rob Breton, the drive is coming up next. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon, 12 noon, Game 2, Royals and Cubs, Brady Singer on the hill. Royals win today 4-3. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, Kansas City. Take care, and thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Punch down the right field line, a fair ball toward the corner. Corner cuts the first base back, goes to second. Waters picks it up, throw to second on a bounce. There's the tag. It's in time. Horner's out at second base. A perfect throw from Drew Waters. One bounce to Bobby Witt Jr.
A great call, Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. That's bottom of the ninth inning right there. Royals hanging on to a 4-3 lead. With one out, Nico Horner, as you heard, shoots it down the right field line. Beautifully played by Drew Waters. He guns him out at second base. Carlos Hernandez then walks Ian Happ, but strikes out Cody Bellinger on a slider in the dirt to finish off the game, to pick up his second save of the season, and to give the Royals win number 40 on the year. Cole Ragans collects the win. Hopefully Brady Singer can do the same tomorrow. That's always fun, right? The Cole Ragans, Brady Singer 1-2. If you made the trip up to Chicago, well done. Jordan Lyles takes the hill in the finale on Sunday. 913-586-7610. Royals win 4-3. Only one Royal had multiple hits. That's Bobby Witt Jr. His 40th multi-hit game of the season. That's two back of the league lead. As a matter of fact, Bobby has 137 base hits. I don't know if this snuck up on you like it did me. Bobby's now tied with Shohei Ohtani for the sixth most base hits in baseball. Does that surprise you? The only people in the sport with more knocks than Bob, Luis Arraez, who's hitting 361, Ronald Acuna Jr., who's winning the National League MVP, Freddie Freeman, who's going to finish second for the National League MVP, Bo Bichette, who's going to finish top five in the American League MVP, Marcus Semien, who I think is going to finish third for the American League MVP, and then it's Bobby and Shohei. Shohei, of course, the American League MVP. You put all that together? The MVPs and Bobby Witt Jr., those are the names that are at the top of Major League Baseball in base hits. Impressive stuff. But again, tied for sixth right now in the sport. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, that's some impressive stuff right there, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Good win by the boys in blue today. Vern, I do agree with you on Drew Waters. Boy, that was a hell of a throw. That guy's got an arm. He has those tools. I think he's just behind a little bit because he was hurt. He only has a little over 200 at-bats, so I just need to see a little bit more from him. But, boy, he could be something. So, Vern, you just talked about the badass mofo, Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, that's what he is, everybody. You just heard all that stuff that Vern said. Those are stars. So everybody get it out of your head. He's a star. He's one of the greatest young stars in the game. And he's still young. He's only scratching the surface, everybody. And then that inning, Duffy got on with the air. The Cubs, that usually spells disaster, and Bobby Witt made him pay. Hell yes. Keep up the great job. But the star today, man, I was with you, Vern. I wanted to see this dude bounce back from the St. Louis deal. And he showed poise, Vern. He did that. He bounced back. And then I know Cole Reagans in that first inning had a little control problem, but he bounced back and got through that for everybody. That's what shows me right there. He can battle through this, everybody. And then for the caller that said we need more pitching, we do, because that's what wins. But you look at our division, Vern, and you mentioned the names. We get a frontline starter with Singer, Reagans, Lynch, Lyles, and Champlain. That kid's going to put – you watch. That kid's going to deal. I like that dude. He's going to surprise. And if we got another guy, that just adds to the fuel for more fire for pitching. But it's our division, everybody. We could go in there and win our crap division with that. And as always, let's go Royals.
Well, those other teams can also try to get better as well. I'm not going to go and just always assume that the American League Central is going to suck. And I look at this division a lot like, I think when you're watching a baseball game, and Lord knows this season when the Royals leave countless men in scoring position, that's how I view the past 5, 6, 7 years of the American League Central. A bunch of missed opportunities. But to expect it to always stink, I think is a mistake. Big T, nice to hear from you, though. MJ Melendez doubled in the second inning and then got caught trying to steal third with one out in the second inning. Nonetheless, he does pick up an extra base hit. MJ with a hit now in 12 of his last 13 games. He's hitting an even 400 in that stretch. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. From the 816, Vern, Cole Reagans touching 95-96 on pitch 101 and 102. Man, let's keep this dude healthy and see what happens. He was impressive in the sixth. Yeah, what's so impressive about him is, and I'm not knocking anyone, but when Brady Singer's putting dudes away, when he's striking out nine, you know it's that slider, that wipeout slider, which, hey, more power to him. If you can get by with three pitches, God love you. Nine strikeouts today from Reagans. He had three with the slider, two with the changeup, and three with the four-seam fastball. The sixth inning. Suzuki with the changeup, Candelario with the slider, Wisdom 98 blew it right by him. This guy's got a five-pitch mix, doesn't turn 26 until December. Someone on the text line wondering his contract situation. The guy debuted last year. This is the closest thing to a full season that he's had, so you got him for five more years right now. You have Cole Reagans' prime, basically. So long as he can stay healthy, I know he's twice undergone Tommy John surgery, but you listen to the Royals, they kind of view it like it was only one Tommy John because the first one never took. Right, he undergoes Tommy John surgery, works his tail off to come back, gets up on the hill and blows out almost immediately. Oh, yeah, he's twice undergone the knife, but We could sit in fear forever, or we can hope that he can finish this season strong. Give me seven more starts. Allow me to rely on you going into the offseason. That's what I'm looking for. Zach from Liberty, what a performance by Reagans. Vern, the better this rotation does down the stretch over the next month, the more likely the front office will be to take a big risk on a free agent or take a big risk in a trade. Anyway, yes, I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Enjoy the rest of your night, Royals fans, and order a pizza to celebrate. That's Zach in Liberty. Speaking of pizza, I don't know, are the guys on the drive giving away a pizza right out of the gate? Stay tuned. Your chance to possibly win a free pizza is coming up in just a matter of moments. CDOT, Rob Breton, the drive is coming up next. I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon, 12 noon. Game 2, Royals and Cubs. Brady Singer on the hill. Royals win today, 4-3. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, Kansas City. Take care, and thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.